Okay, today is Daf Samach Zayin. We're going to go back to the beginning of the Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis. Samach Zayin, this Mishnah has four different types of cases, for the four different possibilities of permitted as opposed to non-permitted marriages. Case number one, Kol Makom Sheyesh Kedushin. If there's a valid Kedushin, V'ein Aveira, and there's nothing, no Aveira here with this marriage. Havlad Holich Achar HaZachar. The child goes after the father. Ketzat, Deizazet, what does that mean? Kohanes, Levia, V'Yisraelis, which means a woman who's the daughter of a Kohen Levi Yisrael. Shenasa, Kohen Levi Yisrael. You go after the father. Everybody knows that's the easiest case, that's a good case. Now the Mishnah starts off, Kol Makom, this general statement, anytime you have it. Vezeh, and what's the case? Kohen Levi Yisrael. So we start off with this grand statement, and then we minimize it. Okay? Next, Kol Makom, anytime. Sheyesh Kedushin, if there's a Kedushin, but V'yesh Aveira, but there's an Aveira, but the Kedushin works, but there's an Aveira, Havlat Holech Achar Pugam, the child follows the problem. So it's a marriage, but there's a problem, it's an Aveira, the child goes after the Aveira. V'ezezeh, what's a case like that? Almana L'Kohen Gadol, Gerusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedyot, Almana to a Kohen Gadol, a grusha v'chalut to a kohen. The marriage is a valid marriage. They're 100% married. However, there's a problem. It's an aveira. So the child will follow whoever is the problem. Because you have, there's more problems. Mamzeres, a female mamzer, Nesina, Yisrael. Right? So in this case, the woman is the problem. The man's okay. Valid kedushin, child will follow the problem. Or Bas Yisrael, a normal Jewish girl, L'mamzer, to a mamzer, u'l'nasin, or to a nasin. Again, the girl's good. The husband here is the problem. The child will follow the problem. So whatever the father is, a mamzer, a nasin, the child will be the same thing. Case number three. V'chal mi she'ein la alav kedushin. The kedushin doesn't nachal. Aval yesh la al acherim kedushin. But for someone else it would be chal. For example, I'm not allowed to marry my sister. You can marry my sister. So for me, it's not chal. For someone else, it is chal. Havlad mamzer. You do that, the child's a mamzer. Right? Ve'ezezeh. What's a case like that? Zeh haba al achas mikol ha'arayas shebetorah. Somebody marries any of the arayas. Okay? And case number four. V'chal mi she'ein la lo alav v'lo al achirim. Kedushin. Nobody can marry those such people. Like a guy. So nobody can marry a guy. Havlad Kimosa. The child follows the problem person.
The mother.
Vezezeh, Zevlad, Shifcha, Vinachris. If you marry a Shifcha or a Nachris, the child will be a Shifcha or a Goy. Right? A problem. Right?
Why are we perpetuating the status through the mother?
That's the rule. Why is that the rule? That's what Gemara is today. Today and tomorrow.
Because the child's the byproduct. The child didn't do anything to deserve it.
Correct. Neither did his mom. They didn't do anything to deserve it either. Right? Didn't do anything to deserve it. You're born that way.
I know. So
it's a question that's never been answered. That's what the Torah says. You could say it's unfair. It does sound like that. Right? I'm not calling the Torah unfair. It does sound like it's unfair. It's a question that people that knock the Torah about. There's no answer to that question. Anyway, we're going to psuk him. Why is it that if a man marries a guy, the child's a guy? But if a woman marries a guy, the child's a Jew. We're going to touch on that today and tomorrow. But why is that? Where'd that come from? So before we get to that, we got to do the first three cases. Now, case number one. Kol Sheyesh Kedushin. And there's no Aveira. The child follows the father. Kedushin, no Aveira. The child follows the father. That's the easiest case, right? We all know that case. Amalei Reb Shimon Reb Yochanan. Klalu? What is it? A rule like that? Dechal makom sheyesh kedushin ve'ein Aveira. Whenever you have Kedushin and no Aveira, Havlad holich achar azachar. The child goes after the father. Hare, what about this? Hare ger. You have a ger, shenasa mamzeres. A ger marries a mamzeres, which is something that he's allowed to do. Yeah. Right? No problems here. It's a ger, not a problem. The mamzeres, not a problem. Hakol, the yesh kedushin. You have kedushin. The ein aveira. And there's no aveira here. The havlad holech achar pagam. And the child follows the problem. The Tanya, we learned in a brisa, ger shenasa mamzeres. If a ger marries a mamzeres, havlad mamzer. The vlad's a mamzer. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. You have to remember that Rabbi Yossi says this. So Rabbi Yossi said, how could the Mishnah say that if any time, it's a mutter marriage, you go after the father, you follow the father. It's not true. If a ger marries a mamzeres, you're going after the mother. We're going to give two answers to this question. Answer number one, the Mishnah doesn't go like Rabbi Yossi. And answer number two is a more fundamental answer, right? Amalei. So answer number one, mi savarta masnisin Rabbi Yossi. You think this Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yossi? No. Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda hi. This Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amma who said, ger lo yisa mamzeres. A ger should not marry a mamzeres. Ger lo yisa mamzeres. It's a problem. What would that be? If a ger married a mamzeres? That would be like anybody marrying a mamzeres. Yesh kedushin v'yesh aveira. There is kedushin, but that's an aveira. V'avlad holech achar apogum. And the Vlad follows the Pugum, which is why if a ger marries a mamzeres, it's no different than me or you marrying a mamzeres, which will result in a mamzeres. It's a valid marriage.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So that's case number two. Yesh kedushin, v'yesh aveira, havlad holech achar apogum. Right?
There's this to marry, obviously, mamzeres.
Correct. That's for me and you, for a regular Yisrael.
Or a ger.
What about a ger? So it's a machlokas. You're right. If you hold that it's mutter yesh kedushin the ein aveira, then it doesn't make sense with our Mishnah. It can't be our Mishnah,
right?
This is all answer number one. Answer number one is not with a halakha b'yosi. Now the Gemara asks v'nai sine. So then why isn't that in the Mishnah? Why didn't it say it in the Mishnah? We said we had other right. What do we give it as an example of such a thing? An almana marrying a kohen gadol, which is yesh kedushin, but yesh aveira.
Right.
So why don't we throw in also the case of a mamzeres marrying a ger?
It's not Yerusha. What is a ger different?
What? No. So
yeah,
since
the status is different,
but it's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. Some say yes. Some say no. Why is a ger allowed to marry a mamzeres? Because he didn't. Because the Gemara says it somewhere. A ger doesn't come from a tipuk shera, and a mamzeres doesn't come from a tipuk shera, so they can marry each other. They come from a bad, it's not a bad, it's a goyim. They're not a pure, they're not Jews, and a mamzeres comes from also a problem, right? It was an adulterous relationship, some aveira, so they can marry each other.
So, don't we know that you're not allowed to remind a ger that it's a ger for 10 days?
Right.
Aren't you right to
doesn't
remind
say you're not allowed to, No. Doesn't say you're not allowed to remind the ger. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say you're not allowed to remind the ger for 10 days. Doesn't say you're remind the ger. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say that. It says they can't marry the kahal. Doesn't say that about a ger at all. Doesn't say that about my mom's or it says that. Doesn't say that about a ger at all. It's not a kasha. Anyway, v'naisine, why is that in the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, Tana, it says kol makom. It said kol makom. Anytime this... It said kol makom. I have to mention every case under the sun. Right? De seifa, kol makom, de seifa, la suye. When it says kol makom, that includes every case. I have to mention every single case. We started off, every one of them says kol makom. Every time you have this. And then the Mishnah says, ve'ei zezeh. And what is this? And we only mentioned one or two or three. So, kol makom covers me, so I'm covered. That's answer number one. Why isn't this case in the Mishnah? Because it doesn't apply.
Yeah.
Right? It's not case number one. A ger marrying a mamzeres is a problem. So it moves to case number two.
Yeah.
So why doesn't the Mishnah mention it? Because it said kol makom. It doesn't mention every single case.
Is that a problem?
What? It's a machlokas.
Oh.
Our Mishnah holds now that a ger cannot marry a mamzer. It's a machlokes. Our Mishnah holds a ger cannot marry a mamzer. That falls at the category number two. If a ger does marry a mamzer, you follow the pogum. That's case number two. Why is it mentioned in case number two? But it's called makom. All of that. All the cases. Whatever it is. Good?
What do we hold? We hold.
I think we hold you can. I'm not sure. No, I don't know. I don't want to say. The ibay sema, or another answer. La'ala Rabbi Yosi. Really, there's just like Rabbi Yosi, that the ger that marries a mamzer is not a problem, no problem, and you follow the father, and the child will be not a mamzer, all good. So la'ala the ibay sema la'ala Rabbi Yosi. V'tana ezeze limaute. But it said ezeze as a miut. Right? In other words, look at Rashi. The Rashi of the Ibo Yisema, La'ola Yosi, Damar ger mutter b'mamzeres. He said a ger is mutter to marry a mamzeres. Ah, v'tikakashalach klolahi. What kind of rule is that? Masnisin lav klolakayil. The Mishnah not mentioning rules at all. Why? The lahachi tani ba v'ezezeh. That's why the Mishnah said v'ezezeh, and who is it? He, Kohenes, Levia, Israelis, that marries a Kohen Levi Yisrael. Lememra, dahani hu davlad holich achar azachar. That's only where a vlad goes after the father. Aval yesh acherim. There are other cases. Afal pi sheyesh kedushin ve'ein avera havlad holich achar apogum. So the Mishnah now is not so glatt. It's not so cut and dry. It sounds like the Mishnah's cut and dry. Any time you have a marriage where it's yesh kedushin ve'ein avera, we go after the father. That's not so true. It does say kol makom anytime, but then the Mishnah says ve'ezezeh. What are the cases? Only Kohen Levi Yisrael marrying a Kohen Levi Yisrael. What about a ger marrying a mamzeres? Ein echanami. It's mutter. There's no avera. Yesh kedushin. But the vlad follows the pogum. Not so cut and dry. Those are the two answers to this question. Either it's not him, or it is him, and it's an exception to the rule. Okay. Remember that, because we're going to go now on a whole another tangent, and we're going to come back to this. Okay? V'tana, ezezeh. V'ezezeh. Yeah. So now the Gemara says, v'ezezeh, v'sulo. Now, that's it? Those are all the cases? V'hare cholol, shenasa, bas Yisrael. What about a cholol that marries a bas Yisrael? What's that? A cholol is an improper. He's the child, the child of an improper kohen marriage. Right. You can only in this world, in this religion, you can only be born a cholol. You can't become a cholol later in life. It's impossible. Right. You have to be born a cholol. Now, is a cholol allowed to marry a bas Yisrael?
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's a cholol. So what? Cholol shenasa bas Yisrael. Nothing wrong with that. The yesh kedushin, the ein avera. It's yes kedushin. Yes, an avera. What happens to the child? What happens to the child? Yesh kedushin ve'ein avera havlad holich achar hazachar. The child goes after the zachar, and that child will also be a cholol. Right?
A kohen
will be a cholol. He's a kohen,
but a cholol.
Why?
So forever.
Mm-hmm. That's what this time. That's what the question assumes. Right? Yeah. Right.
The question is, it should be included in Kolmokar.
Exactly. Right? So even cases where the Mishnah didn't mention it, you still have cases where you follow the father. So the Gemara answers, no, hello, Kasha. That's not a Kasha. You know why? Because Kid Rabbi Destoy Ben Rabbi Yehuda, Sfirulei. Because this, our Mishnah holds, like Rabbi Destoy Ben Rabbi Yehuda, which we had him a few days ago, he said that if a Cholol marries a regular girl, the regular girl is mataher, the chalala aspect, and a daughter that's born can marry a regular kohen. A son not. So it's not really 100% true that you're always following the father. Sometimes you're following the mother, if it's, you give birth to a girl. And therefore, it's not in the Mishnah. Because it's not a...
It's such a warped case. There's never a problem with the daughter of them.
No, why not? Maybe she can't marry a kohen.
It's not a pogum for her.
Why not?
Because she doesn't do avodah.
Well, such a thing as a halala. If a kohen marries a gerusha.
Yeah.
The kohen marries a gerusha. They have a daughter.
Yeah.
Isn't she a halala?
Yeah.
What? Absolutely. I don't know if she can. Shall I marry a Cohen?
Why not? She does. There's no pogrom.
I don't know if she can marry a Cohen.
She's a byproduct of a.
Right. She doesn't do avodah.
Yeah, but his point, his point is, there's no consequences.
Consequences.
She can't duchin. She can't do avodah. Yeah, she can't. Maybe she can marry. Can she eat truma? But I think even a chol can eat truma. Even a chol can eat.
Okay, fine. There's no consequence.
Right. So the only consequence could be marriage. That, I don't know. I don't know if a Kohen's allowed to marry a halala. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But this person holds, it kashers it anyway. So it's not a kasher, it's not a problem anyway, and therefore it's not in the Mishnah.
So if a halal marries a Bas Yisrael,
yeah.
Can she eat truma?
I don't know. I think yes. If he can, then she... I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, what about this? Vare Yisrael, what about Yisrael? Shadas a halala. Now Yisrael marries, this is your case, Monty. Yisrael marries a halala. The yesh kedushin, there is kedushin. The ein avera, there's not an avera in that. The avlad holik achar zachar, and yet you follow the zachar, which means what? That this child has no pagam at all. Anyway, there's no pagam because she's only a female. So what could she transfer to the next generation? Anyway, she can't do avoda. Anyway, she can't do it. That's what he says. Anyway,
she has tainted DNA.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah, so that's.
What's the ramification?
Vare, 1 second. Let's go. Vare Yisrael, shenas a halala. A Yisrael marries a halala. The yesh kedushin ve'ein avera. Yes, kedushin, no avera. Right. Vavlad holech achar zachar. So why isn't that in the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers. Tana kal makom dereisha lasuye. Well, the Mishnah said it. Kal makom. Any case. So v'nesayi behedya, so why don't we say it straight out? Why isn't this case given in the Mishnah? Mishum delo masni la, because it's not possible to mention it. Heichi masni, how could that be in the Mishnah? Because, listen to this. Kohenes, Levi, this is case one. Kohenes, Leviya, v'Yisraelis, v'chalala. Sheniseis, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, v'chalala? It's not true. L'Kohen michazia, Kohen can't marry her. That is a problem. So it's not. There's no way to write it. There's no way to write it in a concise way. You can write it in a very roundabout way. You could say Kohen, Kohenes, Levi, Yisraelis, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, V'chalala. They don't want to write it so wordy. So there's no way to make it not wordy. So they didn't mention it.
That's
what.
Reason.
What?
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
They couldn't figure out a way to write.
They could figure out a way, but not concisely. Va'ika, va'ika. What about this case? Va'ika. What about the following case? The Rabba Bar Bar Chana. What about Rabba Bar Bar Chana? The Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar of Yochanan. Listen to this case. Mitzvi Sheni. Now, here's a story with a Mitzvi. A Mitzvi converts. It doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman. A Mitzvi converts. This Mitzvi is not allowed to marry a Jew.
Well,
right?
For the first,
Mitzri converts. This Mitzri cannot marry a Jew. Who can he marry? A ger, another Mitzri, not marry a Jew. Then they have a son. That's called a second generation Mitzri. That second generation Mitzri can also not marry a Jew. So who can the second generation marry? Another Mitzri, another ger. Third generation can marry a Jew. Okay? That's the halacha. So now, here's the case like this. Mitzri Sheni, this is Rabba Bar Rabba Bar Chana, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Mitzri Sheni, Shenatz a Mitzris Rishona. What if a Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzris Rishona? He's second generation, she's first generation. They have a son. Is the son a third generation or a second generation? So Mitzri Sheni, Shenatz a Mitzris Rishona, Dina Shlishi Hava. The child is a third generation.
Yeah, because it goes like the father.
Correct.
Now, what if it's reversed?
What?
What if it's reversed?
He still go like the father.
What do you mean reversed?
What if she's the second generation? He's the first generation.
Yeah, so it's still the father.
I mean, opposite.
What?
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's another example of a father going after the father. Now, that marriage was totally mutter, by the way.
Yeah.
It was totally mutter for them to marry each other. What? So the Gemara answers. What do you mean? The same answer, six times. Tana, kal makom, l'dereisha, lasuye. That's what kal makom means. Every case. You keep asking me, but what about this case? What about this case? Yeah, it's every case. Do we have time to do that Rashi? No, let's skip it. Let's do the Rashi. The first wide line. B'nai Shlishi. The B'nai Shlishi. So if this happens, the child is a Shlishi. Says Rashi. Umutr Litsa Yisraelis. And that child, the grandson or granddaughter, can marry a Yisraelis or Yisrael. Dechsiv, it says, Dar Shlishi Yavalem. The third generation could come. The Kivan, the Yesh Kedushin, the Ein Aveira, Labase, Avosam. There's no Kedushin or Aveira. Yes, there is Kedushin. No Aveira, Labase, Avosam, Karina, Be, Ki Yisrael. Because it's totally married. It's totally Mutter. Yesh Kedushin, Ein Aveira. And we're going after the father. Vahadam, Rina, Be Yavamas. Lahem, Holech, Achar, Psulan. There is a statement in Yavamas that you go after the Psul. So then really, you should say this child is a Shani and still a problem. Because there's a statement like that. Hainu le'inyan Yisrael shenasu mitzvah so mitzvah. That's only if a Jew marries a mitzvah or a mitzvah. Shenasu Yisraelis. The yesh kedushin v'yesh aveira. Then you go after the psul. That's okay. Ad shlosh daros havlad ho lechachar mitzvah. Divadu lehem ksev achreyem holchem havlados. Aval inyan mitzvah u'mitzvah. But if a mitzvah marries a mitzvah and they're on different levels, different generations, lo migmar lo hai lehem midi. That has nothing to do with this. Here, even though one's a Shani, one's a Shlishi, the child will be a Shlishi, no matter what. Even though one's a Shani, one's a Rishon, the child will be a Shlishi, no matter what. Tatarvayalem Karinav, Umitri Vahimitris, because they're both Mitzvah. So, regarding that, the Torah isn't Makbid. Well, one's a Shani, one's a Rishon, the child should only be a Shani. Havlad Holech Achar Psul. Now, that's only if a Jew marries a Mitzvah, not if a Mitzvah marries a Mitzvah. Okay, very good.
It doesn't matter if it's the father or the mother.
Correct.
So, actually, you might have to give him the same answer. How would you write that?
Okay, could have given that answer, but it gives a bit of a different answer. It gets kol makom, right? Anyway, l'ravdimi da'amar sheni have ul'ravdimi, and according to Ravdimi, da'amar, who said sheni havi, that if a Rishon marries a sheni, the child is a taka sheni. He argues, you hear this? If a sheni marries a Rishon, the child is a sheni, so then you're not going after the father. You're going after the pagum, right? You're right. It says Ezeze to exclude this case. Okay. V'ika dechiasa rav in amar v'yochanan. But what about the following? Be'umos, when it comes to Goyim, holech achar azachar. You've got to go after the father. That's the rule. We're going to learn that on the base. What's the relevance? Let's say an Ammoni marries some other Goy. So Ammonim can't come into the Kahal. So is that child an Ammoni, or is that child a Frenchman? An Ammoni marries a French woman. What's the child? An Ammoni or a French woman? Or a Frenchman? So we go after the father. Right? That's a statement in on the base. Nizgairu, they become Geirim. Havlad holech achar hapogum shebishnehim. Then the child goes after whichever pogum of the parents is the worst. Okay, whichever one's worse, because our number base we're going to say an amonis is mutil to begin the kahal, only an amonis, only the males are not right. So whichever one's worse, that's what child's going to be. Anyway, what do you see from here? That you don't go after the father, rather you go after the pogum. Again, tani ezezel limute. Okay, now in the top of the page we asked a question. The question was, you said that any time there's yesh mitzvah, yesh kedushin, and no aveira, you follow the father. But what about when a ger marries a mamzeres? You right? When a ger marries a mamzeres, ger shenos a mamzeres, that a vlad holech achar apogum, and the child's a mamzeres, right? So we gave two answers. One answer was, we don't hold like that, and a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. So it goes to category two. And the other answer we gave was, what was the other answer we gave? Really, it's a biosi. Right? It's a biosi. And it's excluded from the Mishnah. In other words, it's not true. The Mishnah said that anytime a Kohen, anytime a Yesh Kedushin, the Ein Aveira, you go after the father, it's not anytime. This time you don't go after the father. You go after the pogum, even though the marriage was 100% mutter. That was the second answer. Second answer was, when the Mishnah said kol makom, it doesn't mean kol makom. That is not all the time. Because this case is not true. You have a good, the marriage is no problem. It's 100% mutter. Yet, the child, you don't go after the father, you go after the pogrom. On that answer, hi, my. What are you talking about? What's the case exactly? Right? If the Mishnah would be Rabbi Yehuda, that said what? That said that it's not allowed to marry a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. That's an ither. That falls into category number two. If you would hold that, kol makom dereisha. Then when it says kol makom in dereisha, what does that mean? La suye Yisrael shenasin chalala, a Yisrael who married a chalala, which is what? Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. It's a totally mutter. And how do you follow? The father. Right? Kol makom means kol makom. Also, Udurabba bar bar chana. Rabba bar bar chana's case. What was that case? That was the case of a mitzvah shlishi, a mitzvah sheni, marrying a mitzvah rishon. Right. Totally mutter. Yesh kedushin, ein aveira. What's the follow? You follow the father. Right? You follow the father. It's totally, kol makom really means kol makom. Ezezeh, now when it says ezezeh, what does it exclude? It excludes lumaute de Ravdimi. Excludes Ravdimi. Ravdimi said that when a mitzvah sheni marries a mitzvah rishon, the vlad is a mitzvah sheni. We don't hold like that. That's not our Mishnah. And also, viravin. It also excludes ravin. What did ravin say? Ravin said that when a ger, let's say a ger amoni, marries a giores from, let's say, a mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference. They're both no good. The mitzvah's no good, and an amoni's, who's worse? Amoni's worse. Yeah. Why? It's never going to be mutter. The mitzvah will eventually be mutter. So you go after the worse one. That's not what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said, now the marriage is mutter. Right. And Amoni's allowed to marry a mitzvah. Right? That's mutter. But what happens? Who do we follow? We follow the pagab. We don't follow the father. So our Mishnah doesn't mention that case. We're not talking about goyim and things like that crazy thing. Right?
No crazy stuff.
Now, kol makom de seifa. Right? The kol makom of the seifa of case number two was exactly this case. Ger shenasa mamzeres. A ger marries a mamzeres. When a ger marries a mamzeres,
it's kosher.
No, it's not. According to Rav Yehuda, again, bishloma. If this would all be right, the child's a mamzeres. Why? Because you follow the pagam. That was category number two. It all makes sense. Ela I amrit Rav Yosi hi. But if you tell me that the Mishnah is Rav Yosi, that what? That when a ger marries a mamzeres, that's yesh kedushin, ein aveira. But for some reason, that we don't follow the father, we follow the pagam. If that would be the case, and why is it in the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah, I'm not talking about that case. It's excluded from the Mishnah. Then hai kol makom dereisha kid amaran. When the first case said kol makom, what did it mean?
Every case.
Ezezeh kid amaran. And what's the second case? What's the ezezeh? Like the Mishnah said, Kohen Levi Yisrael marries a Kohen Levi Yisrael. What about some other? What about the case of a ger and a mamzeres? It's not in category number one. It's not in the category number one because it's not true. You don't follow the father. But it's a funny thing. It's yesh kedushin ve'ein aveira. So it's not in category number two either. It's not in the Mishnah at all. The Mishnah excluded that case. Ela kol makom de seifa lasuye mai. What's kol makom in the seifa? The second case. Anytime you have a yesh kedushin, but yesh aveira, you follow the pogum. Again, yesh kedushin, like what? Like a kohen gadol marrying an almana. Yesh kedushin, yesh aveira, you follow the pogum. The Mishnah tells them all. There's nothing. How would the Mishnah make it? It's a general kol makom any case. According to Yehuda, we have reasons. There are things left out. According to Bios, there's nothing left out. What is kol makom? So Rashi says, Lasuye mai, in the first skinny line, Hecha ashkechon su yesh kedushin v'yesh avera havlat olech hachar apogam bar mehani, the tanaim season. What are the other cases besides what the Mishnah mentioned? There's nothing left. Why does the Mishnah say, kol makom any? There are no other cases. The Mishnah mentioned them all. What are they? Kohen marrying someone who's not Kohen, not allowed to marry, basically. it's all the cases are.
Right.
Basically, or mamzeris, or mamzer. It's kohen a mamzer. They can marry whoever they want, but there's averus attached to it. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Ul taimeich l'Rabbi Yehuda ezezed desefa lamali. Well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Ezezed desefa lamali. So why does it say that according to him in the Sefer? Ezezed desefa lamali. What's the ezezed of the Sefer according to Rabbi Yehuda? In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said that a koed, that a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, so when that's case number two. Case number two, yesh kedushin b'yesh aveira. So when it said kol makom, it included that case. Any case, it included that case. What's the ezezeh of the sefer of the second case? What's the ezezeh? What do we mean mamayit here? The answer is nothing. I don't think we mamayit anything. So the answer is that's how Mishnahis always talk like that. They make these statements, kol makom, any case. What do you have to add? Nothing. What's the detail? What are you excluding? Nothing. That's the Mishnah Yisar. Ella, I did the Tani Reisha, Ezezeh, Tani Seifa, Ezezeh, Hachanami. So too, according to Rabbi Yossi, I did the Tani Reisha, Kol Makom, Tani Nami Seifa, Kol Makom. Very good. Okay. Next. Gufa. Kiyasa Rav and Amar V'Yochanan, Be'umos Havla, Holech Achar HaZachar. When it comes to Goyim, you follow the father, and Nizgairu, if they convert, Holech Achar HaPagam, Shebishneim. Then you follow whichever one is worse. Right, you follow the go after the pagam, whichever one is worse. What? Yeah, but I'm saying, what if one's an amoni?
Oh, one's
an amoni. So, my, what does that mean? By goy, you go after the father. Hadatanya, menayin le'echa bin umos sheba ala kananis. If one of the nations of the world has relations with the kananis, who you have to kill, l'sechaya kol neshama, you can't leave them alive. But so one's alive, and now some guy from Ireland has relations with this Kanani. So what's the child? Havlad, Havaholid Ben, Sha'ata Rishaya, look, no, so be Evid. This Irish kid now can become your Evid. You don't have to kill him. Why? Because you go after the father. The father, the guy was Irish. Right? Talmud Lomar, Vigam, Bibnei Atoshavim, Hagirim, Imachem, Mehem, Tiknu. Right? What does it say? It says from the Toshavim that happened to be living there, you can make an Evid. Some guy from Ireland was living in Haifa, right? So you can make that guy into an Eved. Now, if he's a Kanani, you have to kill him. It's a funny thing. It says Eved Kanani. Is anybody not from Canaan? Right? It's a funny thing. Because all the Kananim have to die. I'm not sure. What if they agreed to become Avadim? Maybe there was a heter they could live. So, but the point is, now what do I have? I have someone who didn't want to become an Eved. A woman. And she's a Kanani. So that... She has to die, no? Now she goes and has that relation with an Irish guy. What's the child? Irish kid. Can I make that? I have to kill the kid? No! Father. You go after the father. He's an Irish kid. You can make him into an Eved. Marcel, good?
Yochal af Eved Shabal Shivchaso min Umos Vavlad Ben Chatter Bashaya Liknoso be Eved. What about the other way around? What? Af Eved. What? Yeah, af eved kanani shabal achas mi umos havlad ben chater shai lekloso be eved. Same thing the other way around, right? Right. In other words, she now is from Ireland,
and the child still has to become an eved.
Talmud lomar asher holed ba'artzachem min anolodim ba'artzachem v'lo min ha'girim ba'artzachem. What does that mean? I would think af eved. Af Eved, Af Aknani, Shabal Achas, Ha'umos, Vavlad Ben, Sha'at Rishai Luknoso Be'Eved. You can't, right? You can't do that. Talmud Lomar, Asher Holidu Ba'artzachem. They have to, only if they're born here. Hanolad bin Hanoladin Ba'artzachem, V'lomin Ha'garim Ba'artzachem. There's a difference if they're born here as opposed to if they are living here. Okay? So, okay, good. Good? Very good. Then we said, this gairu, holech achar agam, ha-pagam shebishneim. But if they convert, you go after the pagam of whichever one is worse. B'mai, what does that mean? Ilem a mitzvi shenasa amonis. If a mitzvi marries an amonis, there's no pagam at all. My pagam ikka, amoni velo amonis. There's no pagam at all. We're trying to find the case where they're both pagams. Pick the worst pagam. There's no pogam at all. That she's a full-fledged Jew. Ella, what it means is, ba'amoni, a male amoni, shenasa amonis, shenasa mitzris, that marries a mitzris, that's a problem. V'i zachar have a high shadja abasre di day, right? You follow the amoni. V'i nekeva have, and if they have give birth to a girl, shadja abasre di da, you go after the mother, in which case it'll be a mitzri, and after one more generation, it'll be totally mutter. Okay, good. Then we said, kol she'ein alav kedushin. Kol she'ein alav kedushin, which means you can't marry her, but someone else is allowed to marry her. That's called arayis. You can't marry her. Someone else is allowed to marry her. What's the halacha? Havlad holech achar. No. The vlad's a mamzer. That's a mamzer. Asks the Gemara an unbelievable question. Menahani mili. How do we know that? How do we know what? What? The Rashi says, how do you know the ain't kedushin tofsin b'chayve krisis? How do you know that you can't marry a chayve? How do you know you can't marry your sister? How do you know that?
Isn't one of the arayis listed in...
It is one of the arayis listed. How do you know you can't marry her? Says Rashi, avol havlad mamzer. That's a different pasuk. That one I'm busy with. Well, how do you know you can't marry? A Kohen Gadol can marry an Almana, yeah? Yeah. What's the difference between a Kohen Gadol marrying an Almana and me marrying my sister? What's the difference? That's Chal. That's Yesh Kedushin V'Yesh Aveira.
Right.
And this is not Chal. It produces a Manzer. How do you know? Who made up that rule?
Because it says,
it's an Aveira. I'm not saying it's not an Aveira. I'm not saying 100%
it's
Aveira.
It's Chal.
The wedding is a wedding.
It's not Chal.
Of the promise.
Correct. So, we're not going to finish this. It doesn't finish today anyway. Here we go. What? It's not easy, I know. Damar Rechia bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Umataba Mishum Rabbi Yanai V'Acha B'Rei D'Rava Umataba Mishum Rabbi Yosi HaGalili. Okay, good. Wait, kill two lines. Amar Kra, it says in the Torah, it says V'yotza Mibeso V'Halcha V'Haisa L'Ish Acher. You'll divorce her and she'll go someplace else. La'achirim v'lo l'krovim. She can only marry a chirim. She can't marry a krovim. Acher means outside the family. She can't go ahead and say, I'll marry my brother now. Can't do that. Gemara is going to ask a question now, which I push it, just don't understand the question. Maskef la'ravava v'eima la'acher v'lo l'ben. Maybe it means la'acher. She can marry someone else, but she can't marry her stepson or her son. Right?
That's an
error.
Of course you
can't.
Hmm?
No,
the son
of the
spouse. Son of the spouse, the stepson. Maybe it means, when it says la'acher, what it means is when your husband divorces you, and the Torah says, you're going to leave, and you're going to go someplace else. La'acher, acher. Maybe all that means is, you can marry your brother. You can marry your grandfather.
You can't do it in the same city.
But you can't marry your stepson. Acher, get away from this guy. That's what it means. Get away from this guy. Right? That's what it means, la'acher. Get away from this guy. Don't marry his stepson. Get away, his son. Get away from him. Can you marry your own relative? Yeah, you can do that. But what does it mean, la'acher? Get away from this guy. Don't marry his son. That's all the Torah is trying to say by acher. So it's not a raya, it's not a makar, that you can't marry your relative. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Ben behed yiksev bit. It says ben straight out. It says in the Torah, los yikach ish es eshes aviv. You're not allowed to marry your father's wife. It's written from the son's perspective. He can't marry his stepmother. If he can't marry his stepmother can't marry him. So it's old news that you can't marry your stepson. It's old. What? No, so every arayis applies after the arayis dies, except for with two exceptions. What are the two exceptions?
Sister.
A sister.
And brother.
No, a man can marry a second sister. Think of Rachel and Leah. When Rachel dies, he can marry Leah.
Die.
That's one case, and the other case is an Eshes Ish. Eshes Ish, the husband dies, so she becomes free.
Right.
Your stepson's never going to become free, even if the marriage falls away. Anyway, oh my goodness. Anyway, Acher Lamali, Shmamina. Oh, I'm sorry. So Acher Lamali, Shmamina, Lacherim v'lo l'krovim. So what do you see? I already know you can't marry your stepson. So what does acher mean? You can't marry relatives. Maybe they both mean a son. One's lechatchila, one's bidiyeved. So Gemara says lechatchila me achos isha nafka. Lechatchila, it's learned out from achos isha, your wife's sister. Ma achos isha, just like your wife's sister. Bekares, it's bekares. Lo tikadesh, and it doesn't work. So chayvim mises bezdin lo kolshkin. So for sure not. Ve'ema, maybe idi ve'idi ve'achos isha. So then the whole to all the only we're only talking about an achos isha and halachachila v'habediyeved. How do you know you're not allowed to marry another arayis? The Gemara says ena chinami. You're right. Ashkechan achos isha. You're right. I only know you're not allowed to marry achos isha. Shar arayis menolan. What about other arayis? How do I know? The Gemara says, Yalfinon me achos isha. They learned out from achos isha. Ma achos isha miyuchedes. Shea erva. Chayavan al zedona. It's an erva. Chayavan al zedona. Yechayavan shmezid. Vikares. Kares for that. Val shigigasa chatos. And if you do it by mistake, how can you do that by mistake? Yeah. You didn't realize it was her? Okay. Velo tafsi ba kedushin. And kedushin is not chal. Af kol shehi erva. Any erva. Chayavan al zedona kares falshiga gasa chatos lo tafsi ba kedushin. Kedushin should not work. Now, why? Because I left it out. Because the Torah in last week's parsha and the parsha before, when it says arayis, says them all in one fell swoop. All these women are usher to you, so they're all compared to each other. Now we're going to stop here. Now the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? What about a sister? It's not usher. Your wife's sister is not usher forever, and an Eishes Ish is not usher, and they're in that list. And when Eishes Ish is not usher forever. Husband dies, you can marry her now, that woman. So it's not true what we just said, so we're going to change it, and we'll continue tomorrow. All right? Yeah.